What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Lucky number 13. Hi, it's Nina. Thank you for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast. We're on episode 13 already. Crazy. That seems like such a high number, but that's pretty cool. So thanks so much for listening. As always, you can listen on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can even just like watch full episodes on YouTube as well. So go and do that. I'm also up on my social medias at the Nina Blanco. So this past week. It's been a long week. Of course, I'm going to talk Galentine's Day. Just do one final recap. I know it's been a lot of Galentine's Day that's been pushed at you, but I was trying to do something and we did it. So for Galentine's Day, my goal was to make 25 baskets valued at like $50 to be able to raise enough money so that we can make $50 baskets for these 25 women staying at the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence. And we did it. We did it. In fact, I went over my goal. We had a leftover $225.59 after shopping for everything. I did all the deductions and everything. And that $225, that is going to be donated to Volunteers of America. So look what we were able to do. That is so amazing. I did have my Galentine's Day party last Friday. It was a lot of fun. Last Friday it also snowed like a lot. They were calling for like 1 inch originally and we got like 6 inches. Sorry for that, but was able to have some friends still come by. Thank you, Marie, for driving through the snowstorm to help me set up. And thank you, Jory, for driving through the snowstorm to help us put these baskets together. And we did just that. We had some fun with it. I did make some Van Gogh vodka, Dutch smooch drinks for us. I was a little, worried about how this drink was going to taste. I'm not going to lie, because it was like chocolate vodka and it called for this like berry, basically liqueur. And I was like, wait, berry and chocolate? Like, okay. I guess I could see that a little bit. And then I poured pomegranate juice on the top of it as well. And I was like, what is this going to taste like? But it was really yummy. That combination of the berries and the chocolate was so good. So highly recommend. I put a little video up on my Instagram about like how I made it, what you need to make it. Super simple. It was 3 ingredients. So go check that out and try it for yourself if you can. But my Galentine's Day party, it was a lot of fun. I made cute little heart-shaped wontons. I was like, I need heart-shaped foods for Galentine's Day because why not? So I like Googled it and heart-shaped wontons were a thing. So I tried that out and they were pretty easy to do and really yummy. So I recommend doing that as well. If you ever have like a Galentine's Day party or a Valentine's Day party, whatever it may be, highly recommend all of those things. So the Galentine's Day party, it went pretty well. It was very easy for us to just, we pretty much went around the room. Like I had organized everything on tables kind of spread out and we just grabbed a basket and then I went around and I just grabbed one of each and then I dumped that basket out so then I can put it in all neat and organized and looking better than just, you know, throwing it all in. So it worked out. It was very easy to do. And so again, thank you so much to Marie and Jory for coming by and helping me with that. Now on Sunday, I did go to the Irving Street Women's Residence. On Sunday for actual Galentine's Day, I went and I dropped off all of these baskets and the boy helped me because I needed a little bit of help, but I kind of felt, I didn't tell him this, so he's going to hear it later, but I kind of felt a little bit weird asking for his help. Only because a lot of women that are staying at the Irving Street Women's Residence, they have maybe abusive pasts, you know, and dealing with men. And the reason why I think maybe some of you might be wondering, like, oh, I was expecting to see footage of you bringing the baskets into their place, but I didn't do that. And I didn't take any pictures with any of the women or anything there because, you know, you have to respect their privacy and you don't know what they've been through and you don't know that they, you know, want to be on social media. So I did not want to be disrespectful. And yeah, I felt a little bit weird having the boy help me because it was like a man. And for some of these women, they don't want to see a man. They don't want to think about men right now. So I did feel a little bit weird about it. But he was a great help in just helping me bring it in. And when I brought it in, the woman who was working at Volunteers of America, she runs like the front desk. And I had called earlier that week to let them know I'm bringing by a donation. I didn't tell them how big the donation was going to be. I just said, hey, I'm going to bring some stuff. And they're like, okay, cool. But I think it shocked her a little bit. So I walked in with one basket to start. And just went in to introduce myself. I said, hey, my name is Nina. I was basically doing a fundraiser and I gathered enough money to buy materials for 25 baskets. And it looks like this. And I hold up this big, you know, basket full of stuff. And she's like, whoa. She was like, that's awesome. And I was like, yeah, so I have 25 of these. This is one of them. And she goes, okay, I have to keep them here in the desk because I think they have to look through all the items just to make sure that, you know, everything that we were donating is able to be given to all these women and nothing was like used or damaged or anything like that. So she took them into all of her office, to her office, and we filled up the office. I mean, their office space was not very big, I'm not gonna lie to you. And so she's putting these baskets on her desk and on the countertops around there. I think she put a couple on top of the fax machine, like, because there was so many. And so these baskets took over their entire office, which I thought was pretty cool. So I'm sorry to her having to probably have to go through everything, but we were able to do it and they were very appreciative of it. And I just hope that the women who received these baskets, that it is helpful and that they appreciated it and that they know that, yes, they are being thought of by other people in their community, by other women in their community. And I hope, I really, really hope that it just helps lift them up just a little bit. So Galentine's Day was a success. It was really awesome. Later for Galentine's Day, of course, that evening on Sunday was the Super Bowl, which we're going to get into that in a little bit. So I'm going to skip over that. But for Valentine's Day, then the boy and I, we went out to dinner on actual Monday. So we originally made dinner plans like on the Saturday over the weekend, but we just weren't feeling like it. We were like, I had just thrown the Galentine's Day party. The house was a little messy from that. And we were just kind of like wanting to take in our weekend. And so we were like, I don't really want to go out for dinner. And they were like, yeah, let's just not. So we didn't. And it was great. But we ended up going out for dinner for actual Valentine's Day on Monday. And we went to a place that we had been before. It's, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly because I'm not 100% sure, but Daeji, and it's Korean barbecue, and they have a couple locations. And so when I originally went, it was a couple of years ago, and my cousin Lizzie came to visit, and she loves Korean barbecue. She's like, if you've never tried it before, we got to go. And so since she was staying at our place, so we were taking her out to do all the Colorado things, she was like, I want to treat you guys for dinner. And she picked that place. And so we had gone like a couple years ago. It was their location in Aurora, I believe on Havana is where their location is. And it was really cool. And we sat around this little grill. I'd never done it before. But then, yeah, having to do it again for Valentine's Day a couple years, you know, later, we went to the South Broadway location. It's a super cute place and a lot of fun. The boy and I were talking about, you know, what do we want to do for Valentine's Day? Do we want to, like we normally do, like we love sushi. And so we'll go all out for sushi, you know, just get real expensive with it. So we've done that before. Seafood we really like. And so we're like, I don't know. I was like, I kind of want to do something fun for Valentine's Day this year, like hibachi or Korean barbecue or like something where it's a little more interactive. Like it doesn't have to be super fancy or anything. It can be more casual. We're cool with that. We've been in a relationship long enough, but I want to do something fun. And so we picked Korean barbecue at Daeji, and it was really fun because you're sitting around this grill. They turn it on for you. We did the like all you can eat barbecue, and they just start bringing you stuff. They bring you all these tiny little bowls of their like the sides, and a lot of it's like different kinds of kimchi. My favorite last night was the cucumber kimchi. Oh, so good. It was like pickled cucumber and then all the spices and everything. Oh, it was just really, really yummy. So you have all these different little side dishes, and then they bring you this giant plate full of like marinated meats and of course the barbecue short ribs. And so you have the grill in front of you, in between you two. And so they give you like tongs and the whole thing, and you grill your own meat, and it's right there on the grill. And it was just a lot of fun. It's just something different. It was a lot lot of fun, but I highly, highly recommend go and check it out. I posted it up on my story on Instagram and I had a couple people like, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to go there, but I haven't gone there yet. I'm like, what are you waiting for? Go. It's so yummy. So, so good. And because I ordered the all you can eat, you could be like, hey, I want some more of that bacon. I want some more of that marinated chicken or whatever it is. And they'll bring it for you. And it's also all you can eat sides. So I ordered a couple of the cucumber kimchi. I was like, I'm going to need some more of this one. So it was really, really yummy. Go and try them out. Highly recommend. Back to the Super Bowl. Let's get back to Sunday night. Super Bowl was really awesome. I mean, the halftime show, I was really just there for the halftime show. It's kind of funny because the boy and I, since we were just staying in, we had dropped off the Galentine's Day baskets earlier that day. And then we went back and we were like, let's make Super Bowl foods. So we made like this giant tray of nachos and we did it up. And then we made some just like breaded chicken, like boneless chicken wings, basically. And we made our own. And so we're like, cool, football food, Super Bowl food. This is perfect. And so I go and I turn on the TV and I was like, I don't even know what time the Super Bowl starts. And like, we're cooking dinner. So this is like 5 p.m. So I go and turn the TV on to go find the Super Bowl. And it is in the second quarter. I was like, oh, we like missed the whole first part of the game, which is okay because neither one of us is like into football or sports for that matter. And I was really only there for the halftime show. Luckily, I didn't miss the halftime show. So we got to watch the halftime show, and that was obviously amazing. Dr. Dre, Snoop, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent came in there, Eminem, Kendrick. It was just, it blew my mind. It was great. It was such a good show. So in my opinion, one of the better ones in the last several years. They did a great, great job with it. And that reminded me of a story that I wanted to share with you. A couple years ago, I threw a Super Bowl party. This was in 2020 and in February of 2020. So a month before the world shut down. It was like my last party, but through a Super Bowl party, Dave and Dubs, they were there and a couple other coworkers and some friends and stuff came by and we had a decent amount of people over to watch the Super Bowl. And I made like snack stadium, the whole thing. Luckily that time I looked up when the game started. So I was able to, you know, get everything figured out before the game started. But the one thing that I didn't double check is like if I could watch the Super Bowl at my house because I don't have cable. I refuse to pay for cable. It's just so expensive. I'm not going to do it, especially when you have Hulu and Netflix and everything. Like I'm good. So I just haven't paid for cable in several years. But I have like the little antenna thing and I'm like, well, it's the Super Bowl. It's going to be on one of the channels, which it was. But when I went to go click on the channel, I don't know, we're in a little bit of a valley where my house is and the signal was not great. It kept skipping and stuff. And my friends that were over, especially the dudes that are like super into sports, they were like, I can't watch it like that. Like, no, we can't do that. And I was like, oh, well, I think I saw a thing on Hulu, like it's streaming on Hulu, but I hadn't paid for like the premium Hulu thing. And I was like, oh shit, I can't watch it on Hulu. So I threw a Super Bowl party without a way to watch the Super Bowl. And people were pissed. We had a couple of friends. My friend Andrew, he was about to leave and go home before the game started so that he could watch it. I think Dave said the same thing. He was about to leave. It was bad, but we eventually got it figured out. I think we downloaded like the NFL app or something on my TV and we were able to stream it and watch it there. No problem. So yeah, I didn't think that one through. I just figured I'd be able to watch it no matter what on whatever channel, which again, I could, but I didn't realize that we have shitty service around here and my little antenna thing didn't do shit. So whoopsies, my bad. Sorry about that, friends. Now I know better. Like Super Bowl parties are that they mean business. Like Super Bowl parties, you need to know what you're doing and you got to do it right. And I didn't. Like overall, it ended up being okay because we were able to watch the game and stuff. But I think that's like, that is the last Super Bowl party that I'm ever going to be hosting. I'm done with that. No more. Never again. Sorry about that, friends. Sorry. It was fun though, right? We had a good time. So for Valentine's Day, I kind of thought about this story that had happened to me as well, where I had a secret admirer. So first of all, I just want to point out that I think my cousin had a secret admirer. So she just recently moved out to Arizona. She's living in Phoenix and she's like doing her thing. She's a bad bitch. And so she's got her own place, right? And she's in this apartment complex, doesn't know anyone in Arizona. So it was kind of like a risk for her. And she took the leap and she did it and she's loving it out there. But when she moved into her apartment, you know, she didn't know many people, but it was a big apartment complex. And so she was hoping, you know, I'll socialize, go to the little apartment things that they throw and, you know, try to meet some people. And it was like the last week in January and she got a little surprise on her doorstep. So she said that she decorated her door. It was like a few days before February hit. And so she decorated her door. She always does like little decorations on her door. And it was like Valentine's themed and hearts and stuff, whatever. She put it on her door. So one day she comes home and she looks at her little doormat and there's a present on her doormat. And it was coffee creamers and coffee sugar packets in the shape of a heart. And I was like, oh my gosh, someone left you a message. I think you have a secret admirer. And she's like, no, there's no way. I'm like, dude, it's in the shape of a heart. We're about to get into like Valentine's Day season. I'm like, it's a secret admirer. Someone put that there. Well, she's like, well, obviously someone put that there, but I don't think it's a secret admirer. She's like, I think some kids were playing with garbage is what she said. And I'm like, no, no, absolutely not. Like kids, first of all, who's playing with sugar packets and creamers and then putting them in the shape of a heart on some random stranger's doorstep? Like, no, their parents are going to stop it. Leave them alone. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. That just seems like a weird reason. So I think it was a secret admirer. We never found out anything from that. She just like took it away. And like, I don't know, probably threw away the creamers or whatever, or maybe used them. Who knows? But nothing ever ended up happening with that. But I still think that it's a secret admirer in her apartment complex. And someone was not trying to be creepy because she was a little bit creeped out. I was like, for sure, lock your doors and stuff tonight. Yes, absolutely. But I don't think they're trying to be creepy. Like, I thought it was cute because she's very much a coffee person. Always, always has a coffee cup in her hand. She's the biggest Starbucks fan ever. It's disgusting. But, you know, I just think someone noticed that she was a coffee fan and they put little creamers and sugars on her doorstep. And I think it was a secret admirer. But I need to know what's going to end up happening with this. So far, we don't know who it is. I don't know, like, what she should do to respond. You know what I mean? Like, would she put a door, like, a note on her door and be like, hey, who left me that stuff? Call me, you know, like, I don't know, but it reminded me of the time that I had a secret admirer. So this was several years ago. I was living and working in Carbondale, Illinois. I was going to school at SIU and I was working at a radio station, CILFM 101.5 CILFM. And I worked nights. I worked evenings. I didn't start until 6 p.m. Sometimes if I was a good noodle, I would show up at like 5. But I didn't get there until like everyone was leaving the building. And then I was the only one in that building. And so earlier in the day, it was on Valentine's Day, February 14th. I don't know, probably like 2012 or something. Probably 2012, 2013 maybe. So my boss, we were pretty tight and he texted me. He said, hey, you got a delivery at the station. And this was like several hours before I was going into work. And I was like, what do you mean I got a delivery? He goes, I think it's from a secret admirer. It's like a Valentine's thing. I'm like, what? I'm like, send me a picture. Cause I was at home. I'm not about to go to work right now. So he sent me a picture and it was like a teddy bear and flowers. And the thing is it didn't have a note, but it was delivered to Nina Blanco at my work. And I was like, oh my God, like people know I work there, obviously. So they sent it to my work. And I was like, I don't know who could have done this. So I'm like racking my brain. I had like not just, but probably just broke up with like a pretty serious boyfriend. So I know it wasn't him. I broke his heart a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But I know it wasn't him. And I was like, well, you know, I'm talking to so-and-so. Maybe I'll text them. So I texted the guy that I was like kind of seeing. I was like, hey, did you send this? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. but anyway, I didn't know who sent it. And I was like, what the hell? So finally I get to work and I see it for myself. And it's this cute little teddy bear. And it's got like gorgeous flowers and stuff like lilies and roses. And I was like, this is so cute. And someone spent like a little bit of money on this. I'm like, who is my secret admirer? So I start my show. I'm on air. And so I pretty much did whatever I wanted. And of course, it was Valentine's Day. So I was like, hey, shout out to my secret admirer, because I don't know who sent me this. And so I was talking about it several times throughout the night. And eventually, I think I put it up on Instagram. I put it up on Instagram and Facebook or something. Like, I took a picture with a little teddy bear and the flowers. And I was like, I got a secret admirer. This is kind of cool. Never had that before, but I don't know who sent it. And I like put it up on Instagram and Facebook because I was determined. I'm like, I'm going to find out who sent this to me. Then I get a phone call from my mom. Norma called me and she goes, hey, how are you? I'm like, hi, mom. I was like, I have a secret admirer. It's kind of cool. She goes, sweetie, I sent that to you. And my heart just dropped. I was like, holy shit, I'm such a fucking loser. My mom doesn't know why there wasn't a note attached to it. I don't know. I mean, it was Valentine's Day, the flower shops or whatever. I'm sure they were busy. And so maybe the note fell off during the delivery or I don't know what, but the note fell off of it. And so there was no note attached to it. And I was like, mom, you sent this. Which was super sweet, super duper sweet of my mom, because, you know, she's cute like that. And she and I were close, but I hadn't gotten anything from her for Valentine's Day, like since I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like when you're a kid, your parents will get you like cute little Valentine's Day things. But my parents did anyway. And so I hadn't gotten something like that from her in a really long time. But I think because it was my first Valentine's Day, I don't know. Like I said, I had just broken up with this like serious boyfriend. And so like first Valentine's Day single in a while, my mom was like, I'm just going to let her know I'm thinking of her. And I'm going to send her a little thing. But she sent me flowers and chocolates and a friggin' teddy bear. I'm like, that's all out. That's beyond just like your normal gift that you get from your parents. And yeah, it was my mom. So I didn't really have a secret admirer, but I've always wanted one. And now it's never going to happen because I'm engaged, which is fine because the boy, I love him. The love of my life. Can't wait. I want him to be my forever Valentine. But also, it would have been cool to have a secret admirer one time. Thanks, mom. Love you so much. Really appreciate that. But I want to know if you've ever had a secret admirer, like how did it go down and how did you find out who that person was and how did they reveal themselves and did you eventually like, I don't know, give them a chance? Like, I think it's cute. I don't think secret admirers are creepy. A lot of people kind of do though. So I guess if you are planning on ever being someone's secret admirer, first of all, make sure that you know how that person feels about it. Or take your best guess, because maybe you don't know them very well and you're an acquaintance or whatever. But also just don't be creepy about it for sure. But I think it's cute. Some people, like my cousin, they don't think it's cute. They only think that it's creepy. But I don't know. I think it's cute. Where does that line? Where is that drawn line? You know what I mean? Like, what's cute? What's creepy? But for a secret admirer, like, I think it's cute. You know, it's kind of a tradition, not a tradition, but something that has been around for a long time, just having a secret admirer. And I think it's sweet. Like, send me some flowers and you can be anonymous, even if it's sent like, I don't know, a day or two before Valentine's Day or on Valentine's Day. But you obviously have to reveal yourself. You can't leave someone hanging and just like send them gifts without saying, oh, hey, it was me. I'm into you or whatever, because then that's creepy. If you're only sending gifts and not revealing who you are, then that is creepy. But if you send something, I don't know, give it a little bit, about a couple hours, let them guess, let them, like, I was like so giddy all day when I thought I had a secret admirer. I was giddy, and I was like, oh, this is so cute, who did this? And, you know, racking my brain, and it was fun for me. You have to eventually reveal yourself, you know what I mean? And my mom did, so thanks. Thanks, Norma. Speaking of Norma, she is coming out to Colorado to help me with some, I don't know, wedding stuff next month, about a month from now, which is exciting. So I'm excited to see her. I haven't seen her in a hot minute. And yeah, I miss my mama and I can't wait to do wedding things with her. So I'm sure there will be plenty of adventures to talk about whenever my mom comes next month. But until then, you're going to have to deal with me telling you stories about things that have happened, either currently or in the past. And that's kind of what this whole podcast is all about. Thank you so much for listening. I can't believe we made it to episode 13. Ooh, lucky number 13. You could listen on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube. If you want me to get my podcast up somewhere else, let me know because I can attempt to make that happen. So yeah, I just figured that those three channels were like the three main bigger channels. And you know, if you wanted to find it somewhere else, just let me know. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast. Bye.